We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, kind-hearted viewers. It's wonderful to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Euroverd 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotus, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Germany waives over $31 million U.S. dollars of debt for the Philippines. In ethical business news, a U.S.-based clothing company plans to recycle 100% of its merchandise by 2010. In animal news, a devoted canine safeguards her human caregiver by predicting diabetes episodes. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 24th, is the birthday of Mr. Jimon Hunsu. A famous actor and humanitarian, Mr. Hunsu was born in 1964 in Cotonou, Benin. He is well known for his Golden Globe-nominated role in the movie Amistad. Among his numerous honors are a Golden Satellite Award in 2004, given by the U.S.-based International Press Academy, and a USA National Board of Reviews Award in 2006. Mr. Hunsu has supported several charities, including Oxfam, headquartered in the USA, and SOS Children's Villages, based in Austria. He has also assisted the United Nations World Food Program by participating in a public service announcement. Our sincere thanks, Jimon, for sharing your outstanding acting ability and for all of your efforts to help others in need. May you have a very splendid birthday.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Italy. On April 6, a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the mountainous Abruzzo region east of Rome. Near 300 people lost their lives, and over 100,000 were evacuated from their homes as thousands of buildings were damaged. Concerned for the afflicted people, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated €30,000 on April 7th. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on the situation following a disaster. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report about the earthquake in Italy.
April 21st, 2009. Most Precious Master, regarding earthquake in Italy. The aftershocks after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake that struck L'Aquila, central Italy, on April 6 have reduced in intensity and frequency. However, many people are still living in tents for fear of further quakes, even though their houses have been qualified as inhabitable.
People are receiving lots of help from the state, Red Cross, Army and Civil Service. Food, clothes and shelters are available to everyone. Help is also reaching inhabitants of less fortunate villages in the mountains. Monetary aid is still being accepted through official channels. Many animals need help too. They may have been separated from their caregivers after the quake. Much help has come from all over Italy to help the animals in need.
Although there is a lot to be done, everyone is trying their best to help both financially and materially. We really appreciate Master's concern and her contribution of €30,000, $39,100 for relief work. With the resources pouring in from all over the country, there is no urgent need to use Master's relief fund. We will keep Master informed if any special need comes up. With much love and gratitude, Association members in Italy.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know of the improving conditions of the quake victims. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our gracious thanks to the Red Cross, all rescue and relief personnel, and the Italian government for their quick actions in assisting the quake victims. We also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's caring aid to those most in need. Our prayers for the protection of the affected people and a quick recovery of their happy normal lives, as we also strive to increase our benevolent care of the planet so that disturbing events such as these may be eased.
Floods in Kenya claim lives. Heavy rains caused flash floods and rivers to burst their banks in Nyanza and Rift Valley provinces of Kenya, where a total of 15 people have succumbed to the inundation, and over 1,000 residents have lost their homes and crops. The Kenya Red Cross Society is assisting victims in evacuating to higher grounds and is assessing the situation for immediate humanitarian needs, such as shelter and food. On April 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $15,000 to comfort and help the afflicted, if our association relief team can go. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $430,000 in necessary items in the United States based on the cost of living in Kenya. Our deep gratitude to the Kenya Red Cross Society for their swift response in time of hardship. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for extending this meaningful aid to the Kenyans in need. We are most saddened to hear of the losses in human life. and pray for the safety and quick recovery of the flood victims as we make caring lifestyle changes to benefit others and our environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Second-hand cigarette smoke linked to sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. A study from University of Sydney's Bosch Institute in Australia has revealed that 81% of infants who perished from this syndrome had been exposed to second-hand smoke. The research also demonstrated that the life of the brain cells regulating breathing and blood circulation in these babies had been extinguished by the smoke. Additional evidence indicated that smoking during pregnancy increases the odds of an infant eventually succumbing to this tragic syndrome. Though saddened by such untold suffering of the helpless innocents, we send our gratitude, Bosch Institute scientists, for these important findings that will help save the lives of precious newborns. Let us all end the use of such intoxicants now to protect ourselves and our loved ones.
Spain to require graphic pictures on cigarette packets. Spain has announced plans to place visual tobacco warnings on all packaging to discourage the tobacco habit. This measure has been introduced in other countries such as Belgium, Romania, Brazil, Thailand and Canada and is set to go into effect in the United Kingdom and France toward the end of 2009. Hats off Spain and all nations following this life-saving trend. As more countries share the truth about this damaging substance, may everyone soon be healthily smoke-free.
Smoking bans save lives. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the US, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy, experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in second-hand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA, experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from clean-up costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
UN resolution of tolerance adopted. Following several months of discussion, a consensus of 190 nations formally adopted an anti-racism resolution with their signatures during the Durban 2 conference held in Switzerland. The agreement calls for overcoming discrimination and intolerance in all forms. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, highlighted the document's significance, saying that it would allow countries to ensure freedom of expression while discussing potential issues of discrimination in a non-confrontational manner. Our respectful congratulations, Durban 2 conference participants, for your committed efforts resulting in accord. Blessed be all nations in contributing to a just and harmonious world of respect for all races, beliefs and cultures.
OLAC or Vietnam holds Southeast Asian Librarians Congress. Over 800 representatives from 26 countries gathered on Tuesday at the 14th General Conference of the Congress of Southeast Asia Librarians, or CONSAL, in Hanoi, OLAC. The two-day event provided an international forum to exchange views for creating more effective library facilities in all areas, including preserving cultural heritage. Addressing the opening ceremony, OLAC's or Vietnamese Minister of Culture, Sports and Tourism, Huang Nguyen Thuong, highlighted the value of these public facilities and their key role in the advancement of nations and their societies. "We are glad to hear of your fruitful meeting, Southeast Asian librarians. Indeed, may the world's libraries continue to provide havens of knowledge and understanding for citizens worldwide."
Save our planet. Ao Lak's or Vietnam's coastal biodiversity dwindling. The coral reefs of Ao Lak provide sustenance for marine life and safeguard residents from natural disasters. However, according to the nation's General Department of Sea and Islands, pollution and activities such as fishing have damaged some 80% of the nation's coral reefs.
In addition, studies by the Institute of Oceanography indicate that deforestation, farming practices, and urban development have caused a huge loss of mangrove forests, which protect coastlines and freshwater supplies, reducing their expanse from 255,000 hectares in 1990 to 155,300 hectares today. This has also increased the risk of land salinization and freshwater pollution.
Our thankfulness, General Department of Sea and Islands and Institute of Oceanography, for informing us of these adverse human effects on the natural environment. Let us quickly turn to more considerate and eco-conscious ways for a return of the vibrant flora and fauna of both land and sea.
In a May 2008 live video conference for the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming in Seoul, Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained that once we realize the damage caused by our actions, we can reverse them to show care and help restore the environment.
"We have been massacring our co-inhabitants, animals, and we have been destroying our environment, like deforesting and destroying the water and destroying the air. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them. And instead of deforestation, we have to plant trees again, take care of whatever environment that we have. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our action."
Save our planet. Red squirrels discovered in Wales. Once widespread in the 13th century, a rare colony of red squirrels has been found in a remote forest near the Cambrian Mountains in Wales. With support from the BBC Wildlife Fund and the Countryside Council for Wales, staff and volunteers have launched a project to survey the population and find ways to further protect the squirrel. Biodiversity Officer Isabel Macho for Carmarthenshire County Council, a member of the Mid-Wales Red Squirrel Project, said, "We are extremely lucky to have red squirrels in our forests. Any walk in Tiwi Forest is enhanced by the fact that you are sharing the forest with one of our most special mammals. What a treasured find. Many thanks, BBC Wildlife Fund, Countryside Council for Wales, and all the dedicated staff and volunteers for your efforts to safeguard the unique red squirrel. With the grace of the Providence, may all endangered species flourish in their natural habitats once more."
Save our planet. Data centre to heat homes. Computer servers at the Telehouse West Data Centre in London, United Kingdom, have been approved by the Greater London Authority to heat homes in the local community of Docklands. This will enable Telehouse West to reduce 1,110 tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions per year while providing 9 megawatts of power. This first-time British project will join other heat transfer plans in Europe, such as one in Switzerland, where the excess heat from IBM's data centre is used to warm a community swimming pool nearby. What a great energy partnership! A green salute, Telehouse and Greater London Authority, for coming together to utilise excess heat and reduce emissions. Heaven surely smiles on technological innovations such as these in bridging to a more sustainable era for all.
Save our planet. Singapore students build zero-emission car. As the first hydrogen fuel cell car to be designed and built in Singapore, the Kent Ridge Urban Concept Eco Car, or CRUCE, will compete along with 65 other teams from 37 different countries in the Shell Eco Marathon next month. The $40,000 car, which can reach speeds of 40 kilometers per hour, was built by students at the National University of Singapore, using lightweight materials including aluminium and carbon fiber. Its only exhaust is water, and the vehicle itself is considered twice as energy efficient as its fossil fuel engine counterpart. A green thumbs up, National University of Singapore students, wishing you all the best in your eco competition, and we can't wait to see more of the clean and quiet running CRUCE.
Save our planet. US-based Trees for the Future celebrates 20 years of teaching farmers how to improve soil and crop quality by planting 65 million trees, which help retain soil moisture, prevent erosion, and restore underground water tables.
Save our planet. A new type of hybrid power station is set to be constructed in Germany that will not only harness wind energy, but will also convert the excess to be stored as hydrogen for later use in powering homes.
I'm Lamberta the Sheep, a loving vegan, with a tip on sharing the important word about adopting the plant-based diet to help our Earth. Did you know that you can add an automatic message at the end of your emails? It's a great way to promote helpful ideas, such as the benefits of being an energy-saving, planet-preserving vegan. Please check the help section of your email if you need assistance. Let others know about the easiest way to halt climate change. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our lovely globe.
In world news, the Philippines debt is canceled by Germany through health programs. Head of the Southeast Asia Unit for the German Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, Dr. Joseph Fuhlenbach, offered to waive $31.6 million in debt. In return, the Philippines will develop projects to help overcome AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. We laud you, Germany, and God bless your generosity toward the peace-loving citizens of the Philippines. May people of all countries be graced with fulfilling and vibrant lives.
In ethical business news, United States clothing company takes green strides. Patagonia, headquartered in California, USA, plans to recycle 100% of its merchandise by 2010. In 2005, the company initiated the Common Threads Garment Recycling Program, by which customers can return Capeline Performance base layer clothes they no longer use. The garments are then made into new items by a fiber manufacturer. Patagonia also recycles its fleece, as well as 100% cotton t-shirts and some polyester jackets, nylon clothes, and shorts. Since the start of the Common Threads project, 6,000 kilograms of apparel has been recycled and even more has been collected. By autumn 2009, 80% of Patagonia's clothing will be recyclable through the program. Kudos, Patagonia, for your eco-responsible endeavor. May more companies adopt sustainable practices for a healthier Mother Earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, a canine saves her human caregiver three times a week by preventing a medical crisis. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More touching news on Supreme Master Television when we return.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a deserving world. In animal news, a canine in the United Kingdom protects her caregiver from diabetic episodes. Chushla, a two-year-old Bedlington Whippet mix, is a hypoalert dog. She is one of six registered in Great Britain and was trained by the UK-based charity Cancer and Biodetection Dogs. Through her very developed sense of smell, Chushla is able to perceive potentially fatal hypoglycemic or low blood sugar crises in humans. In that case, she will signal her caregiver, Miss Elizabeth Wilkinson of Norfolk, who can immediately eat something to quickly increase the blood sugar and thus prevent serious consequences. Miss Wilkinson, who experiences these medical incidents every few days, said, "Chushla means the world to me, and she is literally a little lifesaver. Heaven bless you, intelligent and caring Chushla, for your dedication and noble work. We pray that you will be in good health, Mrs. Wilkinson, and enjoy many fantastic years with your precious friend, Chushla."
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Three of a Kind.
The employee went to the boss office and complained. "I've been here for 10 years, doing three men's work for just one man's pay. Now I want a raise." The boss said, "Okay, I can give you a raise, but only if you tell me who the other two men are, so I can fire them."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Loving greetings to friends at Supreme Master Television. Blessed you are with your wonderful works. About 37 million Ethiopians who follow Orthodox Christianity fast a total of about 200 days at different times of the year traditionally. During fasting days, no animal product is taken for food, no killing. They are therefore vegan. May this holy practice also be welcomed by all Ethiopians and humanity to save Mother Earth and their children. May blessed members of Orthodox Christianity commit themselves to lifetime vegan for 365 days a year too. God bless you all. Be veg, go green, save the planet. Dawit from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Devoted Dawit, thank you for sharing with us about the compassionate vegan tradition of Ethiopian Orthodox Christians. In fact, as our Noble Lineage series clearly demonstrates, humanity is naturally rooted in vegan principles.
We agree that extending this virtuous practice to every day will save the lives of more animals, as well as of human inhabitants on this planet. May the glorious light of heaven shine on you and your gentle co-citizens of Ethiopia. Do you have a heartline today? We look forward to receiving your heartlines and constructive stories from your area. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your cherished ones always feel the ever-present love of God. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Formosa's or Taiwan's government announces plans to invest nearly $18 million to increase English language training and proficiency for all Formosan or Taiwanese residents.
A team of astronomers in Chile identified two extrasolar planets similar to Earth, one that is twice its mass and the other that has been found to contain liquid water, a building block of life.
Iraq and Syria sign an agreement for cooperation in energy and education, as well as for the establishment of a joint free trade zone.
USA President Barack Obama plans to invite Middle Eastern leaders to Washington, D.C. for discussions on strengthening partnerships and reaching peace in the Middle East.
France's Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner announces plans to carry out a joint relief operation with Britain to help residents displaced by civil war in Sri Lanka.
US-based Rotary International selects 750 university students from 60 countries for its ambassadorial scholarship program, enabling them to study abroad to promote world peace and understanding.
Morocco welcomes participants from across the globe for her third festival of Sufi culture in Fez, with a theme of transcending financial and climate challenges through a focus on spirituality.
In the UK, football star David Beckham, world-class tennis player Andy Murray, and Olympic heptathlon gold medalist Denise Lewis encouraged support for the worldwide campaign Malaria No More.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev launches a blog on the Russian version of the Live Journal website to enhance communication with the public.
China's Finance and Education Ministry announces it will reimburse school fees and student loans for those willing to work on grassroots projects in impoverished and remote regions.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.